We're doing the book of Iyov, and we're holding by what's called the 23rd chapter, the first pasuk. We'll dedicate our learning to Reuven ben Shmuel HaLevi. Iyov just heard a mouthful from his friend Eliphaz HaTemani, and after everything Eliphaz said, why do you think God should bother answering you? Why do you think God cares if you think he's just or not? You have not been as just as you think you have. In your position of leadership, even small mistakes are big sins. Now Iyov's going to answer. And as usual, Iyov's answers are powerful. And as usual, we're going to have to hold on to our seats with the bitterness and strength of Iyov's words. We have to remember there is an answer at the end of the book. But Iyov is going to present his case. Vayan Iyov, vayomar. So Iyov answers and says, Gam hayom meri sichi. Even today, as we speak, how bitter is my speech. Yadi kaveda alanchati. And you should know that I'm suffering even more than I weep. You hear me yell. You complain that I yell. And you don't realize that my suffering exceeds my yelling, my suffering exceeds my expressions of suffering. E'elcha lefanav mishpat. Oh, I skipped the pasuk. Pasuk Gimel, sorry. Mi'ten yadati ve'emtzaehu. I wish I knew where God was. Oh, I'd look him up if I could only find him. Avo ad techunato. Yadi kavda lanchati. We'll go back to pasuk bet. Kamayom erisichi. Today too, my speech is embittered. Yadi kavda lanchati. But in truth, my afflictions, my pain, like I've been hit, my hand that's been hit, is more weighty than my size. My suffering outdoes my expression of suffering. That was pasuk bet. Pasuk gimel. Mi yiten yadati ve'emtzaehu. If only I knew where God was, I'd find him. Avo ad techunato. And then I'd come to his home. E'elcha lefanav mishpat. I'd set out my case before him. Ufi amalei tochachot. And then I'd have what to say. Who would I have an argument? Eidea milim yaneini. If only I could hear his answers. Theavina mayomali. When I understand what he has to say, believe me, I have answers for anything he has to say. I do not deserve the suffering. Period. And whatever God's going to say, I have an answer. I don't deserve it. And you know what? The beginning of the book, God said so too. He doesn't deserve it. Haberov koach yarivi madihi. Does he fight with me just because he's stronger? Is he a bully? He has the power to afflict me and therefore he's hurting me even though I don't deserve it? Just because he's omnipotent, he has the right to hurt me when I don't deserve it? That can't be. Lo achu yasim bi. Iyov says, it's undoubtedly lo ahu yasim bi. Iyov says, undoubtedly it can't be that he's, so to speak, going to get away with doing with me whatever he wants without maintaining justice. Can't be. The question here is, in which sense did Iyov mean? Did he mean, so you guys can't keep telling me not to at least express my case? It's not fair. It can't be that God would get away with this. On the other hand, he knows that God runs the show. It could be that Iyov is reverting to what he said earlier, that God, so to speak, must have given control of the universe to nature, because if it's like you say, that God is running the show, so then what is he, a bully? He's taking advantage of his strength to hurt me without justice? That can't be. Eov saying it can't be that he's doing justice and I'm suffering like this, because there's no justice system that would decree this on me. So what is it? Haberov koach yarivim adi? Is it just because he's stronger that he's fighting me? That doesn't make sense either. Sham yashar nochach imo vafaleta lanetzach mishofeti. There, in a place of justice, if I could only argue it out, nochach imo, I would argue it out with Hashem, and over there, I would be vindicated. Over there, I know I would come out as the one that's victorious. I would come out righteous. Vafaleta lanetzach, and I would make it out of the case, mishofeti, I would come out lanetzach, the victorious one, mishofeti, from the judge who is giving me this persecution, who is giving me this affliction. Hein kedem eheloch veinenu. But, says Eov, I don't know where he rests his honor. If I go to the east to seek him out, veinenu, I know he won't be there. Hein kedem eheloch. But if I go to the east, veinenu, I know I won't find him. And if I go to the west, I also know I won't find him. We always speak about the east as being Kadima, in the front. In ancient times, they always used to put the east part of the map on top, the way we have north on top. So that's only ever since we have satellites. We look back at Earth, we look at Earth rotating, so we put north on top. But if you look at any map from 200, 300 years ago, you'll see all these maps put east on top. So in Hebrew also, kedem is the east, kadima, facing forward. And acho, to the back, is the west. So Eov says, hen kedem, if I go to the front, if I go to the east, eheloch veinenu, I'm not going to find him there. If I want to talk it out with God, I could go as far east as I want. I know I won't find him. Ve'acho, and if I go to the back, if I go to the west, ve'lo avin lo, I also won't find him. Simol basoto ve'lo achaz. If I go to the left. The left is the north. Even though I know he also created the north, Shemol Ba'asoto, he made the left, he made the north. Nonetheless, I know I won't find him there. Velo Achaz, I won't catch him there, I won't get to see him. Velo Achaz, like Chizyon, like a vision. Velo Achaz, it's a milel. And I won't get to see him. Simol basoto velo achaz. I'll go to the left, which I know he created, and I know I won't see him. Yatof yamin velo ere. And if I turn around to the right, if I turn around to the south, I also won't see him there. So I want to have it out with God, Eov says, but I can't. Where am I going to meet him? Now, it's interesting to note that Chazal tell us the north is an area that God didn't complete creation. God created the east, the west, the south of the world, the north part of the world. God left and said, anyone that claims they're God, let them finish creating. I haven't created it. I've created everything else. That's an area I haven't finished creating. So you'll ask me, what does that mean? So I'll tell you, I don't know. That's what it says in the Midrash. So it's interesting that Eov stresses only about the north. He says, Smol basoto. I know that to the left, to the north, God made velo achaz, and yet I won't see him there. He's saying there's an aspect where the north isn't made, but whatever is made, God made. Ki yada derech imadi. God's hidden from me. He knows which path I take, and so he can easily hide himself from me. Bechanani kazahav etze. And the truth is that God's taken a look at the way I've behaved He's checked me out, and the truth is that I am clean as gold. I am pure. Bechanani, God has tested me. If he would test me, kazahav etzei, I'd come out like gold. I've done nothing wrong. Bashuro achazav agli. My footstep, ba'ashuro, in his path, achazav agli, my feet have gone. I've taken God's path in life. Dalko shamalti viloat. And I've always watched to keep going in God's path, and I never steered off that path. Mitzvat sifatav velo hamish. I've always maintained his commandments. I've always done what he said. Mitzvat sifatav, the commandments of his lips I have watched, and I've never turned from them. Velo hamish. Mechuki safanti imreifiv. And I watched over his commandments more than I was careful with my ration of bread. Mechuki chok is a ration, a portion of bread. He says, mechuki, more than my ration of bread, safanti, I watched over imreifiv, his commandments. And in spite of the fact that I've done everything he wanted me to do, Vehu ve'echad umi yeshivenu. Nonetheless, he has one decision before him. In spite of the fact that he knows I was righteous, nonetheless, he's made up his mind. Vehu ve'echad. He's had one decision. Umi yeshivenu. And who's going to convince him to change his mind? He's decided I should suffer for no reason. I've done nothing to deserve it. V'nafsho iveta vayas. And when he decided to hurt me, that's what he's done. Whether it's just or not, I'm suffering, and there's no one who could say anything. Ki yashlim chuki. I know that when he completes afflicting me, as he has decided to afflict, v'chaheina rabot Imo. I know that ki yashlim chuki, he has decided how much suffering I have to undergo, and has nothing to do with whether I'm righteous or not. You Eliphaz keep telling me, be righteous, things will be well. Not true. I was righteous. I did lead a good life, and look at how I'm suffering. Ki yashlim chuki, for all that has to happen is, I have to suffer as much as he's decided I have to suffer. And it has nothing to do with my righteousness. But rather, ki yashlim chuki, God wants me to finish a set amount of suffering. Whatever that set amount is, that's what I'm going to have to undergo. It has nothing to do with fairness or not fairness. For if it did, then I wouldn't be suffering. V'chahena, and just like the suffering that I'm suffering now, I know that he has much more to give. V'chahena rabotimo. And he's got many kinds of suffering that he could still give. Alkein mipana ve'bahel. Being that I see that he's not changing his mind, he's decided I should suffer, and I'm suffering. He has capacity to make me suffer more. He has more suffering in his storage, so to speak. Well, so I'm scared. Et bonen ve'efchad mimenu. And when I take a look, and I see how, so to speak, how God's behaved, when I see that he has afflicted me so, with no heed for justice, oh, am I scared of him. Ve'el hirach libi. And beyond all the physical afflictions I suffer, he has hurt me psychologically as well. God has weakened my heart. I live my life in constant fear. Vishadai hivhilani. And the one who tells things to stop, he brings things to an end, hasn't brought anything to an end in my life. He continues to scare me. Kilo nitzmati mipenei choshech. Umi panai kisa ofel. Because when things got dark and other people collapsed, other people were destroyed, I wasn't destroyed. Whenever things went bad in the world, the economy went bad, everything was going bad, I was not destroyed. I suffer and don't die. I continue to suffer and I still don't die. I have unusual suffering. Where other people would be dead with this much suffering, I am left alive to continue suffering. And so I'm scared, because I can only continue suffering. I look around and it's unnatural I should live this long in such suffering. So what I have left to hope for is more suffering and more fear. Hilo nitzmati, because I was not cut off mipnei choshech, when such darkness engulfed me, where other people would drop dead in such suffering, I was left to live and suffer. Madua. And now, Yov says, wait a second. You claim there's justice here. How come we're going to see so many wicked that seem to have it good? How come? And that's where we'll pick up Bezat Hashem next time.